With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Trump 100% tariff could hit some patented drugs this year.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that could slap long-threatened pharmaceutical tariffs of up to 100% on some patented drugs from companies that do not reach deals with his administration in the coming months. Companies that have signed a most favored nation pricing deal and are actively building facilities in the U.S. to onshore production of patented pharmaceuticals and their ingredients will have a 0% tariff. Companies that do not have a pricing deal but are building such projects in the U.S. have a 20% tariff that will increase to 100% in 4 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Word of Bondi being ousted as the nation's top law enforcement officer comes amid multiple media reports that the president had become increasingly frustrated with her job performance. People familiar with the matter say he was unhappy with Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and hurdles that the Justice Department had encountered in investigations into Donald Trump's perceived enemies. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, another Trump loyalist, will serve as the acting AG. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NASA's Artemis II astronauts have fired their engines and are now blazing toward the moon. The so-called translunar ignition came 25 hours after liftoff, putting the three Americans and one Canadian on course for a lunar flyaround early next week. Their Orion capsule bolted out of the orbit around Earth and chased after the moon more than 240,000 miles away. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 61 points, the NASDAQ rose 38, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. Kansas passes a law to protect pro-life pregnancy centers.
The measure bars any state or local government from forcing a pro-life clinic to, quote, offer or perform abortions, offer abortion drugs, counsel for abortion, refer for abortion, or promote abortion in any way. The bill was vetoed by Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, but the legislature moved quickly to override and did so by wide margins. Republicans accused Kelly of being pro-choice unless a woman chooses to keep her unborn baby. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 25-year-old mentally ill Spanish woman who is not suffering from any terminal illness has taken her own life through physician-assisted suicide. Noelia Castillo fought a 2-year legal battle with her family over her right to do so. Castillo's case was closely followed in Spain, which passed legislation in 2021 legalizing assisted suicide. This is SRN News. Marine archaeologists have unearthed a Danish warship sunk by Admiral Nelson's fleet over 200 years ago. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Denmark's Viking Ship Museum, which is leading the months-long underwater excavations, announced its findings on April the 2nd, 225 years to the day since the defeat of the British fleet. Head of Maritime Archaeology Morten Johansen says the 1801 battle plays a big part in Danish national feeling.
We actually don't know how it was to be on board a ship being shot to pieces by the English warship. And some of that story we can probably learn from seeing the wreck and the debris of the wreck.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.